it is time for the game Social Media Snubs. Your job, new Rob, is to name the celebrity that has ignored my messages on social media. Now, Jennifer Shade has heard me bitch about this for years. A lot of the listeners know about these already, but it's your job to figure it out. As someone who's reached out. Now, have you reached out and been ignored on social? Of course, right?
Not publicly, privately. Like, I've sent messages to comics who are coming to town going, hey, you need a feature act, let me know, and I've never gotten anything in return.
Right? Is that you?
That's not me.
Okay. That was me.
Okay.
Trying to shut things down.
Here we go. So, over the years, I've reached out to lots of different celebrities online, social media, and every other way. Consistently, and I know it's fun when I fail in this program, because that's the name of the game. No one wants me to get a win. So it works out well. I've failed every single time, just about. There is one who has written me back. Now, when I say ignored on social media, I'm talking about no retweets, no responses, not even a like. Nothing. Not a heart, nothing. Nothing. I mean nothing. Except one person. First of all, before we start, do you know who that person is, New Rob? Have we talked about that on the program?
No, we have not.
Former 80s professional wrestler. One person who has ever acknowledged me on social media. Say again?
Virgil.
That is a great guess. And that would really be the saddest of all sad. Not Virgil. 80s wrestling superstar. Pivotal in the huge boom of the WWF in the 80s. Huge.
Well, the Macho Man can't be it because he's no longer with us.
Correct.
Hogan's very active on Twitter. Was it the Hulkster?
Incorrect. The name is?
Sergeant Slaughter.
The name is? Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, no longer with us as well. Yes. But okay.
Passed away almost right after our interview, like a week or so later, maybe less.
Oh, that was harsh.
Harsh. So the one guy who acknowledged me on social croaked.
That's good. That's always good when the only person has died that you have a positive interaction with.
And the only guy I ever wrote about this program in the newspaper also passed away years ago. So not well, not going well at this point, but listen.
Oh, you mean Barry Fox?
Yes. Yes, that's right. So sad. But the game. This person is an SNL alumni, active on Instagram, part of Adam Sandler's crew. What celebrity has ignored me on social media? Can you name that celebrity?
David Spade.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Whoa!
Holy stab at it.
How did you? That's exactly right. I've reached out to him several times, completely and utterly ignored.
Because David Spade's very active on Instagram, right. And that's what gave it away. Because I started thinking, all right, who's in SNL that's active on Instagram that's in that? And I know all of the people that are in Sandler's films, none of them are very active except for Spade on Instagram.
Correct. He is very, his sense of humor lends itself great to Instagram. He really is doing well there as far as a platform for him. So correct. Well done. I'm stunned.
Thank you.
All right. I kissed this broadcaster's ass against my better judgment in hopes of a response on Twitter.
Kissed a broadcaster's ass.
Against my better judgment in hopes of a response. I tweeted at this broadcaster.
Now, Art, can we be more specific as to what medium he broadcasts on? Radio, TV?
Sure. We'll say TV.
Okay. Broadcast. I'm going to go with Mike Quick. No, that's radio. Keith Olbermann.
This person's father was also a famous broadcaster. A sports broadcaster. Sports broadcasting family.
You reached out to Danny Cosell, the son of Howard Cosell.
That was way out there.
That is incorrect. Any more guesses, or you want me to reveal who that is?
This one's the only person. Joe Buck.
Joe Buck is correct.
There you go.
I was searching for that name.
And I'm even ashamed of what I wrote. You know, like I wrote, you were the GOAT. Perfect call last night. One broadcaster to another. And I'm ashamed of it. It's douchey. I wanted a response. I wanted a response.
And it's only douchey because of who you sent it to.
Oh, it's just, but it's lame. It's so lame what I said. Tweeted at
Great
this.
Call.
All right, here's another one. Well done. Tweeted at this MTV host to thank him for being on the program. Former.
Downtown. Oh, wait, him?
Him. It is a he. Tweeted at this former MTV host. Well, not former. Current MTV host to thank him for being on the program.
There's not many left on MTV. The only guy that I know that's still on that network is the skateboarding guy from Robin Big, Rob Dyrdek.
Correct! Rob Dyrdek. Dyrdek.
I almost guessed Downtown Julie Brown, but then you said male, and I went, oh, okay.
This was after he was on our show?
Well, this is a truly remarkable situation because Dyrdek, you know, he wears the baseball cap.
Yes.
I've been called by other comedians when I've been out, like the poor man's Rob Dyrdek because I have a cap on and everything else, and I'm a dopey white guy. So there's a similarity that some comics have made. I mentioned this to him while we're talking to him. He looks me up on Twitter, acknowledges it. We end the interview. I thank him afterwards on Twitter and ignores that. I mean, is that unbelievable? I mean, he acknowledged it during the interview and then ignored me afterwards. We already
he
had
was
a
in
conversation.
The moment.
Son of a bitch. I tweeted at this famous TV host about his famous mother.
Famous? Anderson Cooper.
Oh, Rob is killing it.
Look at that. Gloria Vanderbilt, I know.
Correct. Now, this was a great one, this son of a bitch. This was a great one. I tweeted to him the opening of The Love Boat when his mother was a guest on the show. It was perfect. We had a little banter on it, and I attached that awesome video of his mother in the opening credits.
And what did you get in response?
Nothing. Goose egg. Absolutely nothing.
Outside of Joe Buck, I've guessed all of these on the first. Well, not the wrestler. I missed the wrestler too. But I think I'm what, 3 for 5?
You are killing. I'm impressed. Another SNL alum.
Okay.
This woman has been linked to Kyle Mooney. It is a female.
Well, that when you said she has been linked to Kyle Mooney, that gave away the she's a female.
She is a female woman, as you've said in the past. She is a female woman, correct.
Linked to Kyle Mooney.
And she's all kinds of woman, too.
Molly Shannon.
Goes by Les Dog on Twitter.
Oh, okay, Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones is correct. I can't give it to you, but yes, correct. She ignored. A thank you. I tweeted this person a thank you for coming on the show to talk about Eddie Van Halen. I don't know if you're around for that. You might have been around for that.
No, because I would have.
When did you start? Did you start before or after Eddie Van Halen passed away? I can't even remember now.
After Eddie Van Halen passed away.
That's what I thought. Okay. We had this comic on the show. Tweeted a thank you for coming on to talk about Eddie Van Halen.
Craig Gass.
Incorrect. Good guess,
Damn
though.
Because he lived with Eddie Van Halen for a while. Comedian Craig Gass lived with Eddie Van Halen for 3 years.
It was crazy. I heard about that, too, by the way, as a side note. But that is not the comic I'm talking about. He's considered a metal expert.
Jim Florentine.
Correct! Well done. That's right.
And Florentine gave you nothing back on Twitter?
Again.
I'm going to yell at him. I'm friends with him. I'll yell at him.
Again, after we had him on, just to thank him. I mean, not even a lie, not even a heart, a like, nothing. Zero. Zero.
In all fairness, not everybody runs their own account. They do have some ghostwriters, so maybe you weren't dealing with the real person. At least Rob Dyrdek looked you up while he was sitting there.
Yeah, but I got to be honest. I don't think Jim Florentine's at the point in his career where he's got ghostwriters for his Twitter account anymore. That metal show went away, and so did his fame.
Quickly, honorable mentions. Mark Zumoff, voice of the 76ers, ignored me. Kirk Herbstreit, the NCAA number one college color guy at ESPN ABC, ignored me. Two different Philadelphia Phillies, one retired, one current, both ignored me, Rhys Hoskins and John Kruk. I've never won anything by retweeting anything. And, of course, the only celebrity ever to respond was Roddy Piper. So what a kick in the ass.
The only interactions I've had with ball players, I once got in a fight with Kurt Schilling on Twitter. It was very brief. He's a very sensitive guy. And then Lenny Dykstra retweeted me one time and said that he wanted to come on my podcast.
So well done. Not too bad. Well done.
Thank you.
Pretty good. Oh, three members of the Howard Stern Show have ignored my tweets too. For extra credit, do you have a stab at the three people on the Stern Show, New Robin, then we'll take care of some business.
You go straight to the king. You don't go to the king. I would assume it.
That's one.
The king.
That's
all
one.
Right, Howard.
Five different tweets ignored. Uh huh.
Not Artie. Artie?
Nope.
No, that was before Twitter was around.
Right.
All right. Miss Ophelia Quivers.
Yes, but I don't think I sent it the right address, so I didn't count that one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Gronk, did you tweet at Benji?
No. Incorrect.
Richard and Sal.
No, incorrect. Jump the Shark.
John Hine.
Correct. And sound effects.
Fred Norris.
Correct.
Eric Norris for some of you.
All ignored by everyone.
I can't believe you didn't get anything from Earth Dog Fred.
Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Goose egg. There you go, folks. The trials and tribulations of a local celebrity.